Ndule ya sika ya kitoko sikoyo ezali koleka na VOA Afrique.
Tommy McNeil has more.
Heads of state, top government officials, CEOs, and scientists from around 100 countries are participating in the two-day international summit. They include U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on his first overseas trip since taking office and the Chinese vice premier. The summit will give many European leaders a chance to meet Vance for the first time. On Tuesday, Vance will have a working lunch with French President Emmanuel Macron. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said he'll announce Monday that the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. Meanwhile, traders in China's export manufacturing hub of Yiwu have shrugged off Trump's tariffs, with some saying they anticipated the moves and took steps to prepare. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratt reports.
Trump promised 60% tariffs on Chinese goods during his campaign, but he revised that down to 10% after taking office. He also plans to cancel duty-free treatment of low-cost packages from China under the so-called de minimis rule. That loophole lets parcels worth less than $800 enter the U.S. tax-free. Tong Hao Dong is chairman of Baser Group, which sells a range of items from clothes to toiletries. He told Reuters that they had already made preparations to soften the blow.
We gathered information from various reports as well as on platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Based on that, we made strategic adjustments for the company in advance.
Trump's moves have reignited fears of a full-blown trade war escalating between the world's two largest economies.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. The Vatican's cardinal in charge of migration and international aid has expressed concern at the current plan by the Trump administration to gut the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Cardinal Mike Cerny heads the Vatican office responsible for migrants, the environment, the church's Caritas Internationalis charity, and development. In an interview with the Associated Press, Cerny said,
"Every government is qualified to review its budget. In the case of foreign aid, it would be good to have some warning because it takes time to find other sources of funding or to find other ways of meeting the problems."
I'm Karen Chavez.
The Philadelphia Eagles decisively beat the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 to win the U.S. National Football League Championship, the Super Bowl, in New Orleans Sunday. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The Philadelphia Eagles soared to their second Super Bowl victory in franchise history in front of a crowd that included pop superstar Taylor Swift and U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump watched the first half before leaving, marking the first time a sitting president had attended a Super Bowl. The Eagles' defense came up big, smothering the Chiefs' creative maestro, Patrick Mahomes. On offense, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another, and ultimately earning his first Super Bowl MVP award. With a thumping victory at the Superdome, Philadelphia avenges their Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs in 2023. And secures their second Super Bowl title after winning it in 2018.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. That wraps up this news update. But the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer. Be awake.